Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
It's the Rush Hour with MG on Triple M. Brendo filling in for Liam today. MG's Game of the Round preview on the way. He reckons the outsiders are smokies to take it all on the weekend. We'll get to that game very soon, but now...
Reedy's mail.
From the Australian Brent Reed, his mailbag, bigger than Santa's. Oh, yeah. It's always full to the brim, and he joins us now. Brent Reed, good afternoon.
Hello, gentlemen.
Reedy, how are you, my man? What's going on?
Oh, I'm living the dream.
Mate, let's start with player agents. There's always seemed to be some way, shape or form they're in the news. What's the latest with the player agents?
Well, it's a big stoush going on, actually. So what's happened is there's been a committee put together to sort of try and, I guess, step up regulations around player agents. And there was a letter sent out that all the CEOs were, Dino Mezzatesta from Cronulla sent it out, wanted all the CEOs to sign it. That found its way into the hands of the agents. The agents have subsequently kicked up over to think about it. They're not happy about it because it was pretty, derogatory is a bit of a hard word, but it was pretty harsh on how the agents are acting and regular and working at the moment. And that's got back to Dino, and now basically the question is who's leaked it, how's it gotten to the agents' hands, and the CEOs are at each other's throats. So it's descended into a bit of a, dare I say it, a bun fight.
A brouhaha.
An imbroglio.
Talking about leakages, look, the latest, two-part question, the latest on Benji Marshall, and how does an honesty session within the Tigers' ranks get amongst the media?
Well, it's a very good question, MG. I'm sure it's one Michael Maguire would love to know. It's been an issue for a while at that club that the dressing room isn't the most solid, in terms of information getting out of it. There's been a fair bit of information that's got out of it over the past year or so. And, look, I'm sure Michael would like to get to the bottom of it because it's eroding his power base, I guess, to an extent. But certainly that's an issue, and I think that's reflective of where the club's at because – you don't get those leaks out of Melbourne. You don't get those leaks out of the Roosters. You don't get those sort of leaks out of the powerful clubs. And that's why it's sort of an indictment about where the Tigers are at the moment. Now, in terms of Benji, I mean, obviously, Benji wants to go around again. His agent's trying to find him a club. But at the moment, I don't think there's a lot of takers in terms of Benji for next year. So it might be that Benji doesn't have a choice but to retire. But, I'd like to see Benji start the club and have a role at the Tigers. Off the field, if he is forced to retire, and I'm sure the Tigers would love that, but Benji seems intent on going on another year, and he might have to wait to see if he gets an opportunity.
And the race to become Dragons coach, that's heating up. They're down to three contenders, and more interviews were had today, Reedy.
Yeah, look, all three interviewed today, actually. Dean Young, Anthony Griffin, and David Ferner have had their interviews today. I think they're actually going on as well tonight. So we're at the pointy end of that. That search. Obviously, the Cowboys are about to announce Toddy Payton, and I reckon next week some point we'll have an announcement on the Dragons coach. And look, it's been a lot of talk about Anthony Griffin being the front runner. My gut feel is that Dean Young's probably got his nose in front, but again, it probably depends a lot on what happens today and tonight in those interviews. But we should know, hopefully, next week on that front where. And look, they've got decisions to make. We all know that. They've got money to spend. They've kept Jack DeBellin. They're keen. They've got a hit list out there of about 30 players.
Oh, they have.
It's going to be in front of the coach, and some of those blokes are on contract elsewhere. And the coach, when he comes in, is going to have some work to do. So they need to make that decision as quickly as possible.
Yeah, I think maybe if it was a dress rehearsal or an audition, then last week I think he failed a bit, Dean Young, against the Titans. But I love the way he's endorsed Griffin. I love the way he's as a current coach, I think he's being so unselfish, and I think they can work together. Look, Dave Ferner, I spoke about him on the show yesterday. Great man. No one in the rugby league has a bad word to say about him, but I think what will happen in the end, I think it'll be a joint coaching bid between Griffin and Dean Young.
Yeah, I'm with you, MG, and I don't think it matters which way it goes. I think if Young gets the job, then Griffin will be there as his assistant. I think if Griffin gets the job, Young will stay there because they know each other quite well from Tonga. They're assistant coaches with Tonga. And from what I'm told, Dean Young actually speaks to Anthony Griffin. He's a bit of a mentor. Griffin's a bit of a mentor to him. So I think regardless of what happens, they'll be together there in some form next year.
I still can't believe Alex Johnson, who is in career best form, has been shunted from the Rabbitohs. And what I'm hearing is that he may be headed to the Melbourne Storm if Josh Adokar vacates the premises.
Well, spot on, MG. The Storm have got an interest in him. There's no doubt about that. And the issue the Storm have got is it's not just Adokar. Sully Vunivalu confirmed, I think it was this week, that he would be going to Rugby Union. He's going to go to the Queensland Reds and ARU. He had a deal on the table there, and there was some talk that with COVID, that deal mightn't be guaranteed, but he's got some guarantees out of rugby, so he's going to rugby. Adokar's obviously intent coming back to Sydney. So the Storm have got some gaps on the wing. They've got some money to spend. They're keen on Alex Johnston. They've made an approach. There's been talks. But I think their issue is I'm not sure Alex wants to leave Sydney. So that's going to be their hurdle. I think Alex would be keen on coming to Melbourne, but it's just whether they can prize him out of Sydney. That's going to be the issue. And at the moment, I think they believe they're going to have a problem on that front because they're not sure Alex and his partner, I don't know whether he's not, I think he's got a partner. I'm not sure whether they're keen to leave Sydney. So that's the challenge for the Storm, you know, to convince him to pack up and move interstate.
Well, maybe they can sell the Sunshine Coast a lot better than they can sell Melbourne.
That's not a bad shout, MG. Not a bad shout. Look, the way things are heading, there's every chance they'll be up there at the start of next year. So, again, you know, they're hopeful, but I don't think they're overly confident.
Plenty of juicy mail in that mailbag, Brent Reed of The Australian. Thank you so much. What colour is your mailbag, by the way? Always wondered.
It's red. It's
red.
It doubles as my Santa. So
yeah, nice.
But for those that don't know, Brent Reed is in immaculate condition, so he looks nothing like Santa.
Nothing like him.
One of his elves, maybe, but not
a live Santa.
In COVID, I've allowed the beard to grow a bit. It's
yeah,
gray,
man.
So,
right on. Yeah. Paint a picture for us, Reedy.
Hey, Reedy. No, ho, ho, ho. Good sales, brother.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.